Good morning. Today we have a critical question when it comes to Dina na Malchus Adina that we indeed should spend hours and hours on, but we'll just give a thumbnail sketch of what the issue is and give a couple of opinions. So the question that we're grappling with today is when there is a secular law that conflicts with the Torah law, do we still say Dina na Malchus Adina, that the secular law will override the Torah law, or do we say absolutely not? The concept of Dina da Malchus Adina cannot override the Torah. So in fact, the Ramah in Hilchas Gezeilah and Choshen Mishpat brings an example of when the Dina da Malchus Adina, the secular law, the commercial law, will override the halacha. And his example is as follows. First, he says there are those of the view, and this is how he paskins, that we say Dina da Malchus Adina b'chol davar, and everything we say Dina da Malchus Adina, we've discussed in the past that that doesn't sound as broad as it sounds, but indeed it is fairly broad. And he gives an example of that when we have a malva, when we have a lender who gives a borrower a loan, and that borrower gives the lender a mashkon, a piece of collateral, an asset that's worth money, and a year has gone by, and that borrower has not repaid the lender. So under the secular law, this is at least at the time of the Ramah, the secular law says that at that point, after a year, if the lender hasn't been paid back, he can sell that piece of collateral, he can sell the mashkon, he can sell the asset that is owned by the borrower, and he can get paid back by selling that asset. And that happens to be the case that that was the secular law, but the Torah law is you only have to wait 30 days, not the whole year. And so we see here that the Ramah is referring to the secular law, saying we're going to adhere to the Dina de Malchus Adina, wait a whole year, even though that conflicts with the Torah law of only waiting 30 days. And there are other examples of where the Ramah brings down in Choshen Mishpat, dealing with financial matters, that when there's a conflict, indeed we defer to the secular law, even though it's in conflict with the Torah law. So the Shach, one of the great commentaries on Choshen Mishpat and on the Shulchan Aruch in general, says he vehemently disagrees with this approach of the Ramah. He says as follows, the Kevan Dal Pidin Torah, based on the halacha, you're allowed to sell that asset after 30 days. You don't have to wait the whole year as required by Dina de Malchus Adina. How are we going to learn from the laws of the non-Jews in order to abrogate the halachas of the Torah? Chas v'shalom lo te'ekazos b'Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, we should override the halachas of the Torah. And he goes on to say, and I'll quote his language, it's very powerful, afilu shel shar poskim, even according to those poskim who are of the view that we say dina da malchus adina lech b'chol davar across the board, haynu dafka ma she'enu neged din toraseinu. That is when the secular law does not conflict with the Torah, Ela Sheinu Mefurash Eshleinu, but the Torah is silent on it, that's when we can defer to the secular law. However, that we should adjudicate and accept secular law when it conflicts with the Torah, Chalila Chas V'Shalom Vaday Lo Yaseh Chen B'Yisrael, certainly we cannot do this in Klal Yisrael. So we have a very, very strong machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah saying that when it comes to financial matters, we are going to defer to the secular law, and it will even override the halacha, and the Shach saying no can do, only when there's no conflict between the two will we defer to the secular law, but when there's a conflict, we adhere to the Torah law. So in the Tshuvas Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss says that the view of the Shach is very difficult to understand, because he says the whole concept of Dina da Malchus Adina is when there's a conflict between the two, when there's a conflict between the secular law and there's a conflict between the Torah law, that is when we say Dina da Malchus Adina, because if there's no conflict, if they're in agreement between the two, obviously we have to agree with the halacha, that is the Dina da Malchus Adina. So he says as follows, that it's pashut, that when there is a conflict between the two, we will defer to the secular law. However, he distinguishes. He says it depends the type of conflict. He says, Mikomakom kasher din al malchus hu negen musar ha-Torah. When it's not a simple conflict between commercial issues. for example, who has to pay who and prioritizing of payments and debts, etc. When it violates, when the secular law violates a musr of the Torah, something that's a fundamental belief in the Torah, and he goes on and explains that further. Kasher dina malchus mushtat ayisodot asedik, when they are making decisions with based on what they believe is proper and righteous and the musr thing to do, and that conflicts with a fundamental hashkafic issue, belief, dictate of the Torah, in that situation, we're not going to defer to the secular law. We are going to defer only to the Torah law. However, if it's a commercial issue that they're conflicting about, then indeed we would say dina d'malchus adina, and that would what be what we defer to, even though it conflicts with the Torah law. In the end of the day, he says something absolutely critical. We're obviously saying this only when it comes to financial matters, but when it comes to issues of iser, what's kosher? What's not kosher? Requiring shechita, requiring mila. Unfortunately, there have been governments that have legislated in those areas, prohibiting shechita, prohibiting mila, and requiring to teach heresy in schools. Those are issues of iser. Those are issues, are not issues of monetary issues. And accordingly, we would not defer in any instance to dina d'malchus adina. We would only defer to the Torah and the requirements of the halacha. Have a wonderful day.